This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Before we start the episode, I just want to say this SCP is extremely confusing, though. From what I can tell, SCP-5005 is a settlement outside of any universe, just sort of floating around in between universes in the multiverse. And from what I can tell, in this Foundation canon, we are aware of and in contact with other universes. So, and we know of races such as, I think, Harkedians and Thriskians, I think they said somewhere in here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Euclid class object SCP-5005, Lamplight. SCP-5005 is a settlement of humans that is roughly 3,449 Weylons east of the Central Reality Compass, and 87 Weylons past where any matter should be capable of existing. Because of this, it is the most remote settlement by any sentient creature, and the most remote matter in any reality or universe. SCP-5000 is set on an expanse of Earth-like ground. The extent of the mass isn't known, as past the light of SCP-5005-1, exploration is impossible. The substance composition is also unknown, though some have proposed it may be made of Thriskian holochrome. However, this hasn't been unconfirmed. The native residents refer to the substance as Mahi Loam, which has no known connections to any culture of the residents found within SCP-5005. SCP-5005-1 is a huge biomechanical lantern hanging from a large tendril extending out of the surface of the expanse. Its light has the most powerful reality-stabilizing effect known to the Foundation. However, because of its distance and how dim it is, it only lights up the settlement by about the same amount as a full moon on our world. Without 5005-1, the very existence of 5005 would be impossible. As an example of why SCP-5005-1 is so vital to life in 5005, there is a story passed down among the residents. The story goes that at one point, a particularly either drunken or brave poet decided to pick a direction and keep walking that way. As he walked further and further out, he looked down at his hand and saw it had unraveled. Panicked, he looked around and saw a horizon of light he thought to be home. As he got to it, he realized he had gone the wrong way. What he found was an immensely large orb emanating a milky white light. By some miracle, he managed to make it back to the settlement of SCP-5005, so there wasn't much left of him. As he died, he screamed out what he had seen, and the stories of what he screamed have stuck with it, the residents since then. SCP-5005 was founded by Jean-Antoine Delacroix, a noted poet from the Orchard Universe and former dragoman of the Kievan Republic. Delacroix discovered SCP-5005's location after he broke up with the Strathclyde painter Emily Wolfe, leaving him extremely depressed. He attempted suicide by launching him in a random direction in hope of dying in the non-matter surrounding the multiverse. Instead, Delacroix came across SCP-5005-1. Deeply curious about the location, he blinked himself back to home to embark on a series of explorations to the site. He founded SCP-5005 in 2107 and gave it the name Lamplight. The first inhabitants were almost entirely artists, writers, and intellectuals from the Orchard Universe, quickly crushing Delacroix's utopian hopes for the settlement. He again fell into depression and disappeared around 2110. All other influxes of people to SCP-5005 have turned out the same, with most moving to the settlement leading academic or artistic professions. Most other inhabitants are the descendants of two major influxes of refugees who took up residence in SCP-5005. Time flows very differently in 5005, meaning that human aging varies greatly from person to person. So while some visitors have undergone the span of a full human lifetime in a single 24-hour cycle, others have shown no visible signs of aging across many centuries. This allows for an impressive range of sources of SCP-5005's history. An example of this can be found in the following interview with Sergei Osmanoglu, the owner of the Dragoman Tavern, who emigrated to SCP-5005 in 2109. The interview was conducted by junior researcher Sofia Ramirez. During the interview with Osmanoglu, he expresses that he finds it hard to believe that Delacroix founded the town, saying he had no spark. After some questioning, he states that humans aren't meant to be in 5005, to which the researcher conducting the interview asks him why the soil is perfectly developed for supporting human life, and he replied that if you want to have a human civilization, you build suns and stars, not something like the lantern, and that humans weren't meant to come out this far. After the researcher tells him that the Harkets and Sriskins got very close, he says that they aren't humans, and he says that the researcher should go back to the Foundation. It's not safe for her here. SCP-5005 is composed of five districts located around a central square in Wolf Plaza. They are the Kievan, or Victorian, district. It was the original center for the city and founded by the creator, Delacroix. It has a building style mixed between old Dnieperian and Imperial Russian styles, with cobblestone paths for roads and gas lampposts spread throughout the district to light it up. The Ethereum district, created in the cyberpunk revival of the 2390s, the revival was a result of the Burnt Apple War almost destroying the Earth from the Orchard universe and made most people disillusioned of politics. The district was built around the architecture of multiple different internet groups and is renowned for its anarchist ideals. The Giotto district was founded by a group of artists from the Seoul universe after the Namibian crisis of the 2390s. The artists wanted to return to pre-modernity and vehemently oppose any realism in art. They have built most of the district out of stained glass in medieval architecture styles. The neoclassical district was founded by refugees fleeing neon London in the early 25th century. It was designed to be a utopia for elites and is marked by smooth curves on all the buildings. The project was abandoned, though. Many still travel to the district to visit the salons, and some have actually settled it. The last district is the Nomad District. It was created by the survivors of the tribes of the Mountain Steppes, and most of the housing is simple yurts. The district is active in taking in refugees from across the multiverse. Despite all of the differences between the districts, they all get along quite well, and the population as a whole freely intermingles. They all have their own local holidays, but the five come together each year in a time that is roughly equivalent to the Northern Hemisphere midwinter to celebrate Chimatza and Chismata, or the Parade of Candles. SCP-5005 has a bit of a psychological effect on those who live there. Generally speaking, the standard of living is high, so the cause of the effects are unknown. The town has an average of roughly 14 disappearances every year from people walking into the nothingness. The effect on the mind was shown after junior researcher Sofia Ramirez from the interview calculated where the point would be in which you could see all of the expanse of SCP-5005. There were already two other logs that detail her slow descent into madness, but this episode has already gotten long enough, so all you need to know is that she is dead set on solving all the mysteries about this anomaly and despite being told by a poet who lives there that it's impossible to do it, she's gonna try anyway. The following log was taken from her shoulder camera at the point which she calculated. However, she's close to death from the nothingness around her. The camera opens on non-matter. This is rendered as a black screen. Coughing can be heard.
Told you, Hamish. I told you. You stood there, and you were wrong. And I was right. And... But you won't guess. He'll never guess.
The camera turns. In the distance, SCP-5005 can be seen beneath SCP-5005-1. The light of SCP-5005-1 reflects across the non-matter in a way which shows the entirety of the expanse. The expanse is revealed to be the corpse of an augmented Harkedian anglerfish. Most of the body has been eroded by non-matter, but the face and jaw are clearly visible. SCP-5005-1 can be clearly seen as the esca of the fish or the lure to attract prey. Its eyes, possessing a milky white color of a typical anglerfish, are also visible and are what the poet stumbled upon. Ramirez can be heard laughing hysterically for approximately 30 seconds. This is then interrupted by coughing. Blood can be seen floating in front of the camera.
That's it, isn't it? The end of the line. The puzzle box complete. Just the dying corpse of Harkett's pioneers.
There's a pause, after which sobbing can be heard.
I wonder if they died here, or if they ran away, or found something better out here. I wonder if...
Further sobbing can be heard for 12 minutes before fading away gradually. Fog and snow can be seen approaching from the sides of the camera, gradually obscuring its field of view until nothing visible remains. The visual feed cuts out.
The night does not give such easy answers.
The audio feed cuts out after that.
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. This SCP was written by Toofdale. All information in this podcast is from the SCP universe and licensed under the CC-BY-SA 3.0 license, along with the podcast itself. If you enjoy this podcast, you may also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, and SCP Animated. If you liked the episode, please consider subscribing, giving us a good review on Apple Podcasts, or sending us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for us to cover via the link in the description. See ya!